Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'll learn to tell time eventually, ladies and gentlemen. You know, after 11 and a half years, you'd think I'd learn how to tell time, wouldn't you? 34 after the hour. My pleasure to be back with you, to continue to be with you. Thanks for staying with us. You're going to be glad you did. We got our good friend Gail Goodman back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Gail is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. I was telling you about her and her company when they weren't much more than they were beyond a gleam in somebody's eye, but they were still getting started, and they even had another name in those days. And I'm talking about Constant Contact. And Gail is a chief executive officer there, and she's been leading that organization now for a long time. She's here to talk to us about their Constant Contact's fourth annual Small Business Valentine Day Outlook for 2009. They've done a survey on this. And so I'm going to ask her the magic question, and this is the question that the great philosopher Tina Turner once asked. Gail, what's love got to do with it?
Well, you know,
welcome back. Welcome back, Gail. Welcome back. Good to see you. I said welcome back. Good to talk to you.
Great to be here. Well, I guess what love's got to do with it is that love cannot overcome economic fear and uncertainty. Which is kind of sad when you think about it. Mm-hmm. But particularly for retailers looking forward to this Valentine's Day, they are not optimistic.
The retailers aren't feeling the love these days, are they?
They are not feeling the love. And that's a pretty dramatic change. This is the fourth year we've done this, and just really dramatic shift downward in optimism and expectations year over year.
My economist members of my Brain Trust, who were on in the fall and doing their forecasting for the holidays, a couple of them have said, every year retailers complain about how bad the economy is going to be for the holidays, and for a long, long time, they were just sort of poor mouthing about it because it always turned out a lot better than they said. But they said back in October, they were saying, but I think this year they're going to be right. And as it turns out, the complaining and the poor mouthing was right.
Yeah, that is right. And with the holiday hangover is definitely extending to Valentine's Day.
What did the survey tell you? What did folks tell you when you asked them about it?
Well, small businesses, have typically been pretty optimistic. I mean, as you know,
mm-hmm.
they listen to the national news, but they feel the feet of, they feel the beat of the street in their own community.
We're pathological optimists.
And yeah, love that, right?
Yeah.
But I think the economy has gotten even to the pathological optimists that are small business. So 76% are not anticipating a strong holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
The economy is number one on their mind, and more than 60% think it's going to be over a year before we see things improve.
Mm-hmm.
So the clouds are dark, and there is no light on the horizon.
Well, Gail, back in the 1st of December probably, I started telling my audience that for 2009, they needed to assume what I was calling the 2009 small business survival attitude, which is this: in 2009, I'm going to win by surviving. And I worried, now I was also reminding them simultaneously that somebody's buying something from somebody somewhere right now. It might as well be you. There is business going on out there. But I also wanted to get their attention, and it bothered me to say what I did about the survival thing, because I didn't want people to think that I was being negative, that I was... I was giving up the ship, which I obviously don't and won't. But I did want people, I wanted to get their attention to let them realize that from an operating standpoint, they were going to have to watch their pennies in 2009 It might not be about sales. It might be about operating. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and I think it is very much a back-to-basics year. So if you, you know, if you had a major expansion plan on your mind, this may not be the year to to do that. But that doesn't mean you can't hold on to what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big pieces of advice that that we've been giving folks is, have you heard, you've heard about the lifeboat exercise, right? When things get rough, what, you know, who do you put in your lifeboat?
Right.
People
right.
tend to think about that in terms of staffing, right? Who do I need to keep?
Mm-hmm.
I think the number one thing small businesses should put in their lifeboat is their customers.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Gail. I want you to, you to, when we come back after these messages, I want you to talk about this. Folks, this is, she's right about that. You know she's right. We, you and I have talked about this before, but we're going to get Gail Goodman's perspective on it right after these messages. She's the leader over at Constant Contact. That's ConstantContact.com, by the way. 20 till. There's Tina to take us out.
What's love got to do? Got to hell of little things you say and do. Make me want to be with you.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. Little Buddy Holly bringing us back. The late, great Buddy Holly. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And you can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we've been sending out since 99. And we just had our 10th anniversary. No, I'm sorry, 9th anniversary. In our 10th year, I should say. And for a whole lot of those years, last several years, we've used the services of Constant Contact to deliver that. Simplified my life. Gave me my weekends back, folks, when I started doing that. And we'll get Gail to talk to us about that a little bit later on. Gail is Chief Executive Officer over at Constant Contact. And she's our guest right now. Also, when on my website, don't forget to check out my blog and the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, lots and lots of stuff there to help you with your business. Don't forget also our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, is there as well. Gail Goodman, as I said, is our guest. We've been talking to her about love in the marketplace and what's love got to do with it. They've conducted their fourth annual U.S. Small Business Valentine's Day Outlook to see if there's any love out there for retailers. And there's not much, Gail, as you told us. Gail, and another thing that I've been telling people, my audience now for a long time, but especially I've been doing it very ardently lately. And I've been telling small business owners, even if you got salespeople who call on customers, if you can possibly do it, go make a relationship call on those customers. What do you think about that? The owner. I'm talking about the owner of the business, not just the salespeople. What do you think?
Yeah, I completely agree. In a down economy, it's all about relationships. And if you can be out there really talking to your customers, understanding their issues and challenges, and not necessarily asking for an order, but connecting to what their pains and challenges are, that's how you find market opportunity. And that's how you inspire your customers to refer you to others. So if they feel like you care and like you're paying attention, even when they're not buying, it's what makes sure they'll come to you when they're ready to buy and that they will tell their friends and colleagues about you when those folks have a need. So I think it is great advice.
This is not really the time, in a lot of cases, to be selling anything. Because people will buy what they think they want to buy. This is a time to let them know that whenever you're ready to buy, I hope you'll give us a chance because we want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And I mean, don't you think that you know, when people have plenty of money and they want to spend their money, they seem to not mind you saying, "Hey, I want some of your money." But when they're judiciously, you know, holding on to every nickel they can, and when they turn it loose, it's like letting one of their children go, and it seems like that's the case these days. You know, I think people want a different kind of relationship these days, don't you?
I completely agree. And they really want the vendors they do business with to realize their reality and to try to help them. You know, and so the things I see people doing that are really powerful are, you know, giving away free advice with something like a newsletter,
mm-hmm.
where they're helping people understand how to save money, how to make the best choices for how they do spend their money. How to think about, you know, what to do in this tough economy. So to, you know, one of the things I find is small businesses all have some core expertise. And if they really think about it, they have some core advice to give as well.
Mm-hmm.
They can package that in, you know, very simply and be getting that out to their customers, again, adding value for free in a tough economy. What they're really doing is reminding their customers that they care, that they're there, and that when they have a need, they are the right person to turn to.
You know, Gail, one of the things that we all have a tendency to do is to focus too much on getting a new customer and not as much attention as we should on our existing customers. It's a human trait. I think it's a natural thing to kind of get into, but it's a dangerous one. And I remember many years ago, a bank, and I've told this story before, a bank executive, the leader of a state bank institution, a state trade group for banks for that state, said to me one time, he said, if my bank members would make sure that every one of their existing customers had everything that they needed of theirs, that they offered, they wouldn't need a new customer for 5 years. Now think about that. Think about how hard we try to get new customers, and yet maybe we're not maximizing the relationship with the people who already know us and who will let us, who will open up our email, who will take our phone calls, who will open up our mailers or listen to our ads. And that's a mistake when we take them for granted, isn't it?
Yeah, and who will refer us to others.
Exactly.
Because they
exactly.
know people like themselves. So if they needed your goods or services,
mm-hmm.
they know other people who need your goods and services. So I couldn't agree more strongly. And in a down economy, this is the time to strengthen those relationships. And I actually think the time to make sure that you contact all of them. Update your contact
right.
information. Use this as a time to gather
email addresses,
to spread
absolutely.
Deeper, absolutely. To spread deeper into your accounts, to make sure if you've been working with one person that the rest of the people in that account understand, you know, what your goods and services bring to that account. So couldn't agree more. This is a great time to really get back to basics
and
stay
don't
in
just
with your customers.
Don't just take their email, folks. Ask them, do you mind if we send you periodically notices of programs that we have, special promotions, new products in? I noticed that you like this or that. Would you like for us to let you know when we get some of the new stuff in on those lines? Ask them for their web email address and ask them for permission to send them stuff. And they'll let you, I promise you, almost every time. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back with Gail Goodman. Little Norman Greenbaum bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Gail Goodman. Gail is Chief Executive Officer of Constant Contact. Is that the current title, Gail?
It is.
CEO, okay, I wanted to make sure that you know, you hadn't been promoted to Empress or something over there. I knew it was probably CEO. Constant Contact, folks, I knew them when they were roving. I was telling, you know, Gail, I've been Wait. Telling people about you for a long time. And I knew you for a long time before I did business with you, because I had this idea that I could do this myself. And of course, as you know, I was sending my newsletter out when there weren't companies like yours to help out. And I was dealing with all the ISPs and all the, you know, dealing with everything. And I'll tell you, you know, Gail, I literally, for years, I didn't have a life because I was doing my newsletter and sending it out over the weekends. And it was just about to kill me. And this is a true story, folks. And Gail doesn't pay me a nickel to say this. In fact, I have to pay her to say this because I write her a check every month. How does that? What's wrong with that picture, Gail? But anyway, I use their stuff to send. I use their platform to send out my newsletter to all of you folks out there, the thousands of people who take my letter every Sunday. And I tell you, Gail, you guys gave me my weekend back.
Oh, I'm thrilled to hear it.
It really made a difference. But I want to come back and talk about some, and that's ConstantContact.com, right?
Exactly.
Tell the audience a little bit about it.
Constant Contact is totally targeted at small businesses and nonprofits, and our goal is to make you look great, to help you stay in touch with your customers and not need any technical skills. So we provide a very easy-to-use service that helps you send newsletters, event announcements, promotions, and we give you an account manager. So when you get started with us, we'll assign a real live person to work with you, help you understand how the system works, what kinds of things your customers actually want to hear from you, and we have all sorts of great hints and tips how to gather email addresses with permission, how to write great content, and we've been very focused on helping you understand how to use email marketing in a down economy.
Well, I'll tell you, Gail, I respond to email marketing myself, and I've talked about this on the show before. There are, you know, a couple of handful of companies that I do business with during the year for various things, and every so often they send me stuff. They remind me about this or that, free shipping or a discount or new products or whatever. They send me stuff, and I open it up. Those companies that I've you know come to rely on, and I open their stuff up, and a lot of times it really helps me. To the email that they send me helps me be not forget certain things. My favorite story, Gail, is there's a local farmers market that reminds me every Thursday morning that they're going to have fresh stuff that afternoon. And
it,
if they didn't,
it
if they
inspires
did,
you. Right.
If they didn't remind me, I wouldn't remember to go by there.
Yeah, it's the simplest rule in the world, right? Out of sight, out of mind. We're all frantically busy in our lives. So a little email hint, right? So around the holidays, reminding gentlemen to make that Valentine's Day dinner reservation.
Gail, why is it always just the gentlemen? You know, why aren't ladies sending guys flowers and stuff and candy? We like candy and fishing rods and golf clubs and things like that.
I always get him a little candy, but it is his responsibility to make the dinner reservation. I don't know how that happens, but...
It's tough being a guy,
maybe
isn't it?
Maybe it's our reward for, you know, loving you.
What reward? Boy, I tell you, this is getting out of hand quickly here, Gail. but seriously, I really encourage folks to find a way to train your employees, collect those emails... it's the cheapest way to stay in touch with those customers and with the people who aren't customers yet. They're just prospects. It's the cheapest way to stay in touch with those people, isn't it, Gail?
It is, and you can actually try it free for 60 days at ConstantContact.com. So if you're not sure it's right for you, give it a try, and you'll see how powerful it is.
Did I get that 60-day free trial, Gail? I don't remember if I got that or not. I may have been with you when you weren't giving stuff away.
Well, it's only good up to 100 email addresses.
Oh, okay. I think I was already over that when we started out. Hey, Gail, thanks for being here. Thanks for all you do for small businesses through Constant Contact. Folks, I'm having fun with Gail, but they do good work, and I certainly recommend it because I use them and have now for a number of years. Gail, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
And happy Valentine's Day. Yeah. Gail Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, with Constant Contact. That's ConstantContact.com. Good company. I always like telling you about good people. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and I'll see you right after the news. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.